right back into the fire last night. That's a couple of weeks away from the team. Did it feel normal just to get right back out there and be running plays with this offense?
Oh, yeah. It always feels good. I always feel good to be back out with the guys, you know, running around and then trying to contribute any kind of way. I always feel good.
Did you contribute in the week prior? Did I read as you were playing Colin Kaepernick, you were playing a little quarterback option role on the scout deep offense? Is that true?
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, did a little Kaepernick, a little Frank Gore, you know. But nah, you know,
good stuff,
wherever comes to need me at, you know, if they need me to do that, I'll do it. You know, plus they know I have arms, so. You know,
they showed Vince last night on the pregame. I don't know if you saw this. They showed Vince throwing a ball 60 yards. You don't have a Vince Wilfork arm. You're not throwing it 60 like he does.
I'm a better pocket passer. Trust me. Straight drop back.
Vince can do it all, man. Vince can return punts if needed.
Yeah.
So I know people out there would rather see Vince returning punts than Wes Welker. You know, according to some of the comments.
He's too valuable as well.
Yeah, well, yeah. He can take a hit. He can take more of a blow than Wes can.
You know. Hey, Dion, Tom this morning was talking about, you know, first half was just execution. More than anything, guys didn't execute. But, you know, that San Francisco defense, fast, quick, tough.
Yeah.
You know, and they seem to come out and hit guys early on.
Right.
Seemed like, I know he did give them credit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But that first half, did that kind of catch maybe this offense off guard without their speed?
You can see it on the film. You know, so going into the game, we expected exactly what we got the first half. You know, and we knew that was going to happen. The thing was, we didn't respond as well as we should have, you know, the first half.
Yeah.
Pretty much that game was played. They played the entire game. We played the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's pretty much what it was.
I knew you weren't here for the Houston game.
Right.
But then you come back. I think you signed back on Tuesday, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tuesday evening. Do you think the guys just got too emotionally involved in the Houston game, or was it the extra day that they lost, not preparing for the 49ers, because they just look awfully flat and didn't look prepared for Aldon Smith early in the game, because I thought he by himself alone early in that game disrupted everything that Tom Brady wanted to do in the pocket.
No, I think we was prepared. You know, me being on the field, I never got an opportunity to see what he was doing and what was going on the front.
Gotcha.
I think overall we like I said, we all were flat the first half.
Yeah.
You know, and it took some time, and we didn't make it. We made some adjustments, but they were probably a little too late.
Yeah. Well, I tell you this, they never really sent a lot of help over the shoulder early in that game with them coming off the edge.
Right.
And he had a little swim move with his hands, and he was just real quick getting his hands down and going right around him and getting right in Tom's face and putting a lot of pressure on him. And you guys couldn't pick up third down.
Exactly.
You know, with them doing that.
Exactly.
So it made it tough. So they didn't make that adjustment until sometime later.
Right.
Now, I give Soda a lot of credit, because I think he came back in the second half.
Exactly.
Whether he was gassed or not gassed, I think he played a much better football game in the second half against, you know, arguably the best pass rusher in the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great player, man. He's a great player. And I think all the guys, you know, we did a great job of fighting back. We just we started fighting back a little too late.
Yeah, what happened? I mean, I saw you guys do a little bit early.
Yeah.
A lot of the hurry-up type stuff that you were into, and got away from it.
Yeah.
And then came back to it in the second half, and it actually worked, because they got gassed out there.
Exactly.
You guys took advantage of it.
Well, the thing with this team here, you have to stay balanced. You know, I think it's a must. You have to stay balanced. Unfortunately, you know, there were some times we had a couple run plays that worked, and then there was a lot of times that it didn't. But the thing is, we was trying our best to stay balanced and not trying to go in this game and throw the ball 75 times against this team. You'll never beat them. I mean, because these guys is pinning their ears back going.
Yeah.
And that's not what we want to do.
Was there a different style that they played in that second half? It seemed like they came out a lot of man-to-man press, very physical. But in the second half, like, they dropped back into the zone, sort of gave you guys a little more spacing?
No, it was a little both. I mean, they did it early in the game. And then I think they didn't later on in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing is, once we start moving, there's no way you're going to sit out and just play man-to-man once we get going. You know, I think early on. So they did a great job of mixing a lot of the coverages in. It was very basic what they were doing. We know exactly what they're doing. As a defense, you don't have the opportunity to sit back and make all these different checks and different calls when the team is going no huddle. So they have to pick whatever coverages they're going to play and just try to play it.
You said the week of preparation was pretty good. Was there anything as part of the week of practice, Dion, that maybe led you to believe that the team would come out flat in that first half plus?
No, sir. Not at all. I thought we had three great days of practice. I thought we prepared pretty good. Coach, we had a great game plan going into it. It was just all about executing the plays early in the game. I mean, if we could have done half of what we did in the second half, who knows what the outcome would have been. You know, I mean, but you got to look at it.
I'm going to be honest. Y'all did absolutely nothing.
Exactly. It's bottom line, and we know that.
Zero first downs. Exactly. I mean, and it looked like a totally different team from last week to this
week. That's right. And not only with that, though.
Really surprising. And mm-hmm. I asked you, too. They asked me when I came in, I asked you this question, too. Were you surprised that – more surprised that you guys were down 31-3 or more surprised that you guys were able to mount the kind of comeback that you did?
I was more surprised 31-3. You know, we all know we have that. We can do that at any moment. Unfortunately, we dug ourselves. We spotted them so many points. So now we're exerting so much energy trying to come back. And then once we get there, and then, you know, next thing you know, another mistake happens. And it just kind of takes all the air out of it.
What was it like at halftime? You know, down 17-3.
The same as usual, one play at a time. Even if we was up at 17-3, it's going to be the same. Look, we got to stay within our means. We're going to go out here and execute these certain plays. We're going to take it one play at a time, one drive at a time.
Because I was surprised, actually, you know, 17-3, and you look at it and say, well, both teams sort of missed opportunities.
Exactly.
But, you know, they could have been up, you know, 24-3, right. Whatever it might have been. But at 17-3, you come out at half, two quick turnovers.
Yeah.
You know, next thing you know, it's 31-3.
Right.
I think that surprised me that you guys, you know, and I wasn't, you know, I'm not saying you guys go into halftime kind of panicking because you're out of your game plan, but to come out in the second half, and have two quick turnovers like that.
Yeah.
You just don't see that.
I know. It was a little against the norm.
Yeah.
You know, especially for us. You know, one thing I will say, I think our defense did a great job of the game that they played, given all the mistakes that we made on offense. You know, I know we play this as a team, but I think they did a great job of keeping that game manageable for us to get going, in which we did.
What was it, 17-3 and a half? What was it?
17-3 and a half, actually 31-3. Yeah.
It could have easily been 31-3.
I mean, they had the
ball at halftime. That's a good point, Deion.
You know, our defense did a great job of keeping the game, especially the stop that they made right before halftime. You know, they had the ball like on the 4 or 5 yard line, and we held them to a field goal.
The Delanie Walker turnover was big.
Yep.
You know, and that was a big. They were going in to score some points there.
Exactly.
And that was big. So that's a good point you bring up about the defense.
Yeah.
In the first half, really keeping it, you know, reasonable.
They did. They did a great job.
I thought they gave up some plays,
mm-hmm.
you know, later in the game, that one particular to Crabtree that kind of won the game for them. That was an all-out blitz they ran right there.
Yeah, the hit at the end.
You know, and some people questioned that. You know, I was one of the people that questioned it because the 49ers had no momentum.
Right.
They had nothing going for themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, they couldn't stay on the field for more than three plays.
Right.
The defense was doing a great job. And I know some of that had some blitzes in it, too. Then at that point in the game, that's a different question. But they go with an all-out blitz right there and left Arrington one-on-one out there against Crabtree, and it really kind of broke your back right there.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I don't have anything about the defense call. You don't have anything to do with the defense call. Oh, yeah.
That's a good answer.
You know, I think overall, whatever coach calls, just like, you know, everybody questioned a lot of stuff on the fourth down calls we're making.
It's Monday morning, man. Monday morning QBs.
Exactly.
That's
our coaches have all the belief in us, and we're glad that he gave us the opportunity to make the play. You know, we just didn't make it. But trust me, the opportunity was there for us to make it.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because I think everybody's been calling for this defense to be more aggressive, and that's an aggressive call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you made the call, they didn't make the play, then you live with it.
You got
to
live with it.
But to the play just before that, though, did you feel the air come out of the team on the kickoff return there? By LaMichael James,
you can probably sense it.
Yeah,
you know, I think that kind of, you know, we fought all the way back 31-31. You know, like I said, and then another small mistake happened here, where you know everybody's not doing their job.
Yeah, and, I mean, because offensively you guys played your butts off to get back into it.
Defense
stopped them time and time again to get back into it. Then to have a big letdown like that, you know, on a kickoff return.
Yeah. I think overall what we was hoping for to stop them down on the 20, hold them. They punt, we get the ball back, score, game over. You know, but it didn't work that way. And, you know, like I said, overall, with the mistakes, all the mistakes we made the first half, all the turnovers, you're playing against a team like that, you can't expect to win. You can hope. You know, you can do a lot of hoping, but you can't expect to win a game like that when you make that many mistakes against San Francisco. I don't care who you're playing. You know, you just can't do that.
I wouldn't call you old, but you're a veteran in this league right now. You got a couple of young running backs who had some big fumbles yesterday. Shane Vereen, Stephen Ridley. It affected Stephen last year. He came in with us and said he hated sitting at the end of last year. Do you have any role in talking to those guys about ball security, Deion, how important that is when you have those type of turnovers?
And probably not ball security. I think it's more mental. You know, just make sure the guys stand positive. And, hey, nobody's perfect. You know, nobody's perfect. We're all in this together. You know, everybody made a mistake last night in the game. Everybody. You know, the thing is now we just got to move forward, continue running the ball as hard as you are. You know, just you know what you have to do. He knows exactly what he has to do. You know, I think, you know, overall, so, just him staying mentally strong.
The sitting part of it, was that more of just a style of play they were playing, or was it just because
I think we changed.
Down because he fumbled?
No, you know, I think overall we kind of it was time for us to make a change on what we was doing as far as getting the ball up the field now.
Because we saw Vereen fumble and we didn't see him again
the
rest of the day. So I don't know if he went to lock up. I don't know if he went and changed or what.
No, I don't think it was that. I think it was just more so we changed the style of offense, the things that we was doing. Because if you notice, they went, you know, really went back in towards the goal line. You know, just get the ball down the field, and then we can figure out how to get it in.
You know, the perception of this team doesn't change at all for me. You know, I still think you guys still are the best team in the AFC. But I think the last 2 weeks, I looked at last year's run you guys had in that second half. But I looked at against teams with some questionable quarterbacks, and you really quite weren't sure. But you got two stiff tests the last couple of weeks.
Yes,
and one was Houston. You beat them down. And then that game last night.
Yeah.
This late in the season, games like that, kind of getting you ready for the playoffs, ahead of the playoffs, does that help you? Would you rather be challenged facing great teams at the end of the year as like a measuring stick?
Well, you know what? You know, overall, I was just talking to one of the guys, one of the younger guys. You know, with the game that we played last night, that was a true test for us.
Yeah.
You know, so we can either look at this loss as a good loss or, yeah, we should have did this, should have did that, bumped that. We lost the game. But the bottom line is we didn't deserve to win the game with the play that we put out on the football field. But overall, what we knew about our team is that mental toughness that we showed, we knew we had it, and we really displayed it last night. And we're going to need that going into the postseason.
Here's you had the mental toughness.
Yeah.
Should I wait for that question?
The physical toughness?
The physical toughness.
We good on that.
That's the key.
What do you see?
I think to this football team.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the I think that was the bigger question is physically can the offensive line deal with Jason Pierre-Paul and those types of guys and Alden and Justin Smiths and those types of people? Can they deal with the Elati Notas and all those on a consistent basis?
Right. Well, you know, overall, I trust our guys and I know they can do it. They showed that last night. I think it's going to take all 11 guys doing their job as well, you know, and not to put all the pressure on our front line. You know, maybe we have to change a couple schemes, and I know Coach Skarnecki, he's going to do a great job of doing that.
He does that.
He doesn't.
He
get those guys right in. We came out the second half, and they barely touched on. But I think, you know, with the play calling, sometimes we can call some quick stuff and get guys going. So there's a lot of different things that we know now going against a team like San Francisco, what we have to do.
You've seen this offense like just work the way they worked there for those four drives. You guys put up 28 straight points. And can you explain what that's like? Like on the sidelines, you're down 31-3, you score seven. Then it's seven more.
Right.
Now you score another and you're within a touchdown. What is that feeling like? What is the sidelines like when you guys are just working on all cylinders?
Yeah, everybody's just pretty much cool. You know, I know it sounds strange, but everybody's
cool. But there
cool.
isn't like, here we go, they can't stop us.
I mean, because we know that.
Yeah.
You know, I think if we go out and play the type of game that we
They don't say that publicly on the radio and stuff.
Yeah. No, I just
that
said kind of, it. We
I love that it mic'd over there, though.
He said it after the game. They don't say it before the
game.
No,
in general. Yeah. You know, we know if we just play our style of football, we'll be okay. I think we're a pretty good team. You know, I know Coach may not want nobody saying that, but, everybody knows that. But if we go out and just throw it out on the football field, and that's what you're going to get the first half.
Now, next week, Deion. Tough game next week.
We'll find out.
Okay.
After
it's three games.
Hear Big Vince tell it. Man.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, man. This was a good. Jacksonville's good, man.
We're going to hear that today
every
about 3:30 on the big show.
Pretty good, man. I like it. You know, they're doing a good job.
Yeah. All facets of the game. They're a good team.
Hey, we're going to have to. I promise you.
Them boys play tough down there in Jacksonville.
Troy, we can't go out there and just, you know, turn the ball over, you know, in the first half and not put no points up.
Yeah.
And just.
I just love seeing Vince on Wednesdays, man, coming up. He's got Belichick down to a team, man. He's been around him too long, man. You know, he's finding something good to say about Vince. Just say, look, this is going to be a tough game, and we're going to play our best. Just say,
we got to play our game.
He sells it. He sells it, man.
Did the defense get on you a little bit? Say, hey, man, Kaepernick was a little bit different than you now. We didn't know he threw the ball downfield like that. He's a pretty good athlete, huh?
Yeah, he is. He's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
You know, I think the guys did a great job of containing him. I got up in a whole lot of practice, so.
watching these guys on film, though, to be honest, for the week, I know you probably watched some Alex Smith, too, and then you watched some Kaepernick.
Right.
What was the biggest difference you seen in the two? Because I still think Smith runs pretty well, too.
Right, yeah. They both pretty good. And they both can run and throw.
And what's the biggest difference you saw in them?
I wouldn't think it's confidence. I think it's more so the things that this kid can do.
Upside.
As far as really, once he's out that pocket.
Stuff, yeah.
You know, I know Alex can run, but once this guy get out the pocket, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, they took a high school player and tried to run an all-out sweep.
Yeah.
You know, out the shotgun. I mean, it's straight high school ball.
And they ran that for a touchdown last year against the Saints in the playoffs with Alex Smith. In terms of this team, I'll get you out on this. When Julian Edelman goes down,
mm-hmm.
I was one of the ones who said, okay, Deion is back.
Right.
They signed Dante Stallworth. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised they signed Dante? And was there ever a point where you wondered, am I going to be back with the Patriots at all
year? No, I wasn't surprised. You know, the team got to do what's best for the team. And
were you healthy?
Nobody's healthy right now. You know, I'm saying right now, nobody's healthy. Nobody's healthy. I mean, we're going to the 15th game of the season.
You just spent 4 weeks in the Bahamas.
Nobody's healthy.
So you should be good to go right now.
I promise you, nobody's healthy. Nobody.
All right, Deion. We got a lot of people out there, man, that's made reservations for New Orleans already. Should they keep those reservations after last night's game?
Hey, we got Jacksonville this week.
You're a good team.
The question is moot.
Hey, look here. Yeah, we got Jacksonville this week, baby. We're looking forward to this game, man. We got to go out and – I know one thing. We got to play a lot better than what we did.
Probably in all three phases, right? All three.
All three.
All three phases.
Every last one of them.
He's Deion Branch.
Y'all take it.
He joins us Patriots Monday.
Thank you.
We'll get a 90-second break, come back and talk to you live at Gillette Stadium.